Hi, this is Barry Friedman, continuing our series of interviews with men who have been through the New Warrior Training Adventure and Men of the Mankind Project. And today, really happy to be on the phone with Jason Martini, who's been involved in the Northern California part of the Mankind Project in a big way. And welcome, Jason.
Thanks, Barry. Yeah, this is Jason here, and I'm grateful, really grateful for this interview. And I actually initiated in Camp Conifer in the L.A. community in August of 2001. So I've been involved with the Mankind Project for over 10 years now, and it's been a true pillar in my life.
Yeah, you know, that's right. It actually, pinning anything like Northern California on you is a bit of a trip. I shouldn't have done that. You're all over the country and with this, so I guess I've always just seen you up here, but you're nationwide. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I initiated in L.A., and a year later, I sat in circles in L.A., and a year later, I moved to Michigan, where I was in the Air Force for in LA, and then in Michigan. So I was an officer in the Air Force for 10 years, and so I thought that was a way to express my masculinity. And until 2001, when I found out, you know, I found out about the Mankind Project and the New Warrior Training, and it really was a tremendous shift in my life and the ability to initiate into the sacred masculine. As it's called, as I call it, actually, but it's a really healthy initiation into manhood, the way I see it. So.
Yeah, absolutely, and we don't have much of that floating around our culture. So, I mean, how old were you when you did when you were initiated into manhood? How old were you?
I was 28.
Yeah,
I was 28, and I actually, you know, I was at college for at Bowling Green in Ohio for 5 years, and I also initiated in a fraternity there. So I was definitely searching at a very young age. So at age 28, I finally found, I guess, in my Saturn return, I guess it was. So very much a transition point in my life. I found the Mankind Project through a really good friend of mine, and really grateful for his sharing of it, because it's been such a foundational piece in my life.
And, so you had done Air Force and a fraternity initiation, and obviously searching around. When you heard about the New Warrior Training Adventure, did you have any objections, concerns as you headed into that weekend?
Not really, actually. It was really interesting because when my friend, we were on a hike in Topanga Canyon near L.A., and on the way back, we stopped at a friend's place that also went through the weekend with them, and we just sat in the hot tub and talked about their experience, and it resonated so deeply with me that it wasn't even a question. I was really excited about the weekend, a little nervous because I didn't know exactly what to expect, but I knew it was the right thing to do, and for me at the time, I really felt a deep resonance with it, and I was searching at such a deep level, looking for a shift in my life, looking for purpose, looking for change. I was in the Air Force and wasn't really happy with what I was doing. I knew I wanted more in life. I knew I wanted more fulfillment, and the Air Force wasn't giving me that at a deep heart level. So when I heard about the New Warrior Training Adventure, it felt really, really like the perfect fit for me at that time. So, and I believe it's powerful at any age level. And for me, in my opinion, the younger the better. And that's what I tell the men I speak with on the phone.
Interesting. Yeah, it's funny you head into that. You know, I was just thinking, I've never been had someone who's spoken to so many men who were considering doing this. Your position for the last couple of years has been enrollment coordinator. So you've basically spoken to every man who's gone through the weekend in Northern California in the last couple of years.
Yes, Barry, that's right. Thanks for putting that in perspective.
So I would be wrong of me to go through this interview just asking kind of questions I've been asking people. But, you know, who have you spoken to? I mean, and you've probably spoken to everybody, but do you have any kind of archetypes or men who have you seen some threads?
That's an interesting question. It's been men of all different backgrounds. I share it wherever I go. I'm in a lot of different circles in Northern California, and anywhere from Burning Man to different men's circles to clubs that I go to or concerts, and all different ages. So anywhere from men coming out of high school at age 18 to elders up into their 60s and 70s. So it's definitely men of all different backgrounds. I would say the median age is more in the 30s and 40s. But it's definitely, you know, it's something that, you know, men find it really resonates when the time is right in their life and when they're ready for it. And like I tell them, it's something that's foundational in the masculine experience. It really is. It really is something that's missing in our society, and it's something that is in my opinion, is really needed. It's a huge missing and really needed. So, for me, any man is eligible and encouraged to participate.
So it's funny. I've been asking people in these interviews, you know, how many people they've introduced to the project and what's been their reaction. And I imagine that number for you is incalculable. Because I know
it's interesting, Barry. Probably in my personal life, my father went through the weekend.
Wow, cool.
Dennis back in Ohio, and I staffed his weekend a year after I went through. Mm. I probably had about 30 personal friends, at least 30 personal friends go through the weekend, and I would probably say I've spoken to, I mean, it's been invited several hundred, multiple hundred men, if not 1,000, and then, like you said, the last probably 6 or 7 trainings I've filled, so in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So that's it's been a blessing. It's really an honor to play this role and to really have the conversations with the men and really be the first person in the Mankind Project. Oftentimes they talk to unless they're sitting in a local circle.
So
it's really an honor and a blessing, and I feel grateful for playing this role.
So you travel around a lot. You're all over the world, certainly in the country, and then also some international stuff. Do you experience I groups in different parts of the country, and are they important in your life?
They are important. It's interesting. I traveled to Hawaii a couple years ago, and I sat in circles over there, I groups. And when I was in Michigan, I was really involved in a circle as well as in LA. And lately, it's been a challenge. Sometimes I drop into different circles in Grass Valley or Mount Shasta or wherever I'm at in Berkeley. So I need that consistency in my life. Actually, I'm really feeling that pull here in the spring is to ground out more and have a more regular circle, because I do feel the impact when I sit in those circles. It really keeps me on track and focused and gives me a lot of clarity and connection, which I really seek in my life.
That's a really important piece of the continuing work that I get from my circles too. Thanks for that. So, Chasson, when you think about your life, I mean, this goes way back. I know you're 2001, you're 10 years away. What can you pinpoint some changes? Have you changed your life since you did your weekend?
Well, that's a great question. I would say, for me, it's been really getting clear on my life purpose, life mission, a life worth living that for me is beyond a job or just going through the everyday walk of life. It's really about a higher purpose and feeling completely fulfilled in my heart, in my soul, in my body, and really, really being in service and staffing. I've staffed 14 times, so every time I go back, I learn so much more about myself, about other men, about humanity in general. And it's something I'm really grateful for, to be surrounded by such empowered men and operating from a place of integrity and accountability and authenticity is something I've wanted in my life for as long as I can remember. And this is definitely a framework, a circle that it came reality. So I'm really grateful for that. So the changes have been continuous. It's a continuous journey, and I look back at where I was back in 2001 and playing beach volleyball and going to the beach bars and chasing women and not really having a higher purpose, and actually, you know, knowing I did but not being completely clear on what it was. So this really gave me a lot of clarity and a lot of structure and for really being the best man I can be.
Yeah.
Really.
When you talk to men on the phone and you mention things like you just mentioned what you got from the weekend, which I know you do when you talk to men who are considering doing it, you know, what's their reaction? Does that scare any people to kind of step into a life of integrity, accountability, authenticity? It's really interesting. That stuff isn't really taught in schools and encouraged. At least it wasn't in my family or my school.
Right. Unfortunately, I don't think it is taught in schools. I think it's a foundational core values that should be taught. However, I tell men that it resonates. It actually resonates with a lot of men. They get it, and they realize a lot of times the men who call realize that is also what's missing. Maybe they haven't been able to put it into words, but when I speak it, they really get it for the most part. And it may scare some men. And oftentimes I look at fear as being the catalyst for change and ability to, once we recognize fear, it's like a catalyst to turbocharge through that and really take ourselves to the next level and in life and really activate ourselves in the best way. So that's kind of how I look at it. And yeah, I think there's some fear, but for the most part, men really, really feel what I say and understand at a higher level that it's really what's been missing in their life and what they want.
And certainly the ones that need it and are ready to take that step, hear the words and connect with that. And that's, I hope what's happening in this series of interviews, hearing all these 12 different men interviewed about their life. Wow, man, thank you so much. Any parting shots, you know, anything else that you think of telling a man who's thinking of taking this step in his life?
You know, what I tell the men is really, it's something that, it's a 48-hour experience. It's absolutely life-transforming and really has had me really look at my life at all different angles and sides and really, really reevaluate who I am and why I'm here on the planet and really... And walking through this journey of life and how important it is to really step fully into a life of integrity, authenticity, accountability, and life purpose and really align with that and surround myself with other men that are operating from that place. To me, it's essential. It's an essential part of being a man, especially in our society. And it's a worldwide organization that we can connect with when we travel or wherever we are. It's a worldwide brotherhood of men that are above new warriors. And to me, that is a beautiful thing and something that I fully embrace and am grateful for.
Man, thank you.
And I hope that any man out there hears that. And really, and calls their local center, or calls me, or whoever is the enrollment coordinator, or finds a local circle, even if it begins with sitting in that local circle.
Yeah, taking that step, the first step, because there is a different way of being waiting.
That's right.
Jason, thank you so much, man. Really appreciate your time on this call, and I know the men listening to this feel the connection you have to this kind of work and get something from that.
Thank you, Barry. Again, it's an honor and a blessing, and I'm really grateful for this opportunity to play this role and for the interview. Thank you for taking the time.
Oh, bye-bye.
Oh.